Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Andrew Masson filling in for Dave Popowich.
Glad to be here, Faisal.
I'm glad you're here, actually. Could you imagine starting a full a year with Dave Popowich?
I could.
No, that's just bad.
Okay.
But we consistently hear a trend happening when it comes to scams and scam artists for people's money in Canada regularly. And there was a lot happening over the holiday season. I keep on getting text messages from financial institutions I don't deal with to click a link and update your profile or update your account information or and
get
I get
a
all
refund
these, get
or,
a refund from CRA. Like, you're hearing all this stuff happening. And I think we need to just kind of spend a few minutes of time with our listeners to kind of make them aware of what's out there. Because I find that, I'll use my father as an example, Andrew. My dad will tell me if I, you know, I saw something on the internet and he tells me the story and the way he says it is like it's true. It's
well,
God's
it's
given word. It's on the internet. It
it's
must
on
be
the
true.
Internet. Exactly.
And so I'm trying to educate him along the way saying, don't always believe what you read on the internet and don't click stuff. And his computer's been hacked a couple of times and the poor guy keeps on clicking on stuff like help this guy out. So I wanted to also share that kind of information with other people, because I think at some point in time when you haven't been using that technology for long periods of time, you can't really always see the signs that are out there. So we want to bring in our guest. Why don't you introduce our guest who's here from the Alberta Securities Commission?
We have Allison Trollope, Director of Communication and Investor Education from the Alberta Securities Commission. Welcome to the show, Allison. Can you tell us about some of the major scams that you've been seeing and maybe becoming more prevalent today than we've seen in the past?
Sure. In the past year, we've definitely seen a number of affinity scams happening in Alberta. And an affinity scam is where victims are introduced to scams by someone that they trust. And it could be someone in your church, it could be someone in your cultural group that builds relationships with respected members who they use to recruit new members. And so it's really important, even if you've known someone for a long time or they're part of an organization that you trust, it's still really important to do your research and know who you're investing with.
Could you maybe give us an example of an affinity scam, just to give us a little bit more context to it and for our listeners?
Sure. So we recently, and I won't provide specific details because it's mm-hmm. still in process, but there's a small town in Alberta who there was a person who had grown up there. He knew everybody since he was basically born, and he used that trust to establish, you know, well, you've known my mom and dad forever, and, mm-hmm. you know, you can trust me. And in fact, he is unregistered to sell securities, and he's basically just taking their money and taking the money of people who know and trust him. And so affinity scams can be particularly damaging to the victim, because not only do they lose money, but they also lose their trust in other people.
So this brings up a story that I went through with my religious community. There was an individual out of Ontario who was a dentist. And this is public information. The court cases are all done now. This is a long time ago, so I have no problem talking about it. What this individual did was he went through the community, because that was the easiest contact or target for him. And he was talking about this toothpaste or whitening of toothpaste that could happen. And he was selling shares. And I'm putting that in quotes because I'm on the radio. So I'm going to put that in quotes, saying that he was selling shares to a company where you could invest into. And then at some point, a big toothpaste company is going to buy them out and they're going to make all this money. So he was really mm-hmm. pushing this. And what he did was he went through all the, I would call them the higher posts within our religious community, people who had a lot of regard for, a lot of trust with, and he got them on board to start selling for him as well. And it got through the entire community. This is happening in Ontario. I'm in Calgary, and I'm getting my family members, my family's friends calling me up and saying, what do you think?
Yeah.
Should I get involved in this? At least they talked to me, so I was happy mm-hmm. about that. But this person went through so many different groups within the community across the country. We're talking millions of dollars that he raised and basically stole from them and then they realized that this was all a scam, and they lost. And I, there are people out there that, you know, are going after greed. And there's also people out there that are just trying to survive. And those are the people I feel bad for. In that case, Allison, you know, when you're hearing people talk about, hey, there's an investment you can get into, they're promising or they're saying that they're going to make lots of money, the stock's going to the moon or whatever terminology they use. What are your tips for individuals so they can either make sure this is the right thing for them or they should run away from it?
Right. No, great question. I think one of the first things you can do to protect yourself is ensure that the person is registered to sell securities. And you can do that with a free and easy search on our website at checkfirst.ca. And if you don't have a computer, you can call our 1-800 number and we can do it for you. And what that gives you is I expect that the person, the dentist that you're speaking about, likely wasn't registered to sell
Correct.
Securities because that's
Correct.
Usually how this happens.
Correct.
And so that is kind of a really easy, simple way for people to know whether or not this person, at the very least, is registered, because a lot of the scams are perpetrated by unregistered individuals.
Okay.
The other thing is to really become aware of some of the red flags of fraud. And I would say, you know, there are a number of them, but the most important one or the most common one is one that you pointed out, which is guaranteed high rates of return with low or no risk. So that type of investment doesn't exist. You know, generally, as you will know, you know, if there is a potential for a high return, you probably have a lot of risk and you're just as likely to lose all your money as you are to make money.
Can I just jump in there, Allison? I think
yeah,
we've got to say
ahead.
That one more time for our listeners, because I don't believe they understand that completely. The emotion of, oh, I can make a lot of money is there. And then sometimes they don't really pay attention to the risk side of the equation. Can you say it one more time for our listeners?
There is no investment that offers guaranteed high rates of return with low or no risk. It doesn't exist.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can understand. And we actually have a video about it on our website. It's hosted by Kelly Keene, who's a Alberta-based financial educator. It lays out in really simple terms what you should look for in terms of the relationship between risk and reward. And then there's other types of red flags, pressure to get in now. You know, oftentimes these individuals don't want you to do your research. They don't want you to take care of your hard-earned money because they want it in their own pocket. And so we have some simple tips on our website as well at checkfirst.ca to help guide people kind of go through that process of knowing not only who they're investing with, but what they're investing in, because sometimes it's not necessarily a scam. It could just be a completely unsuitable investment for them. If it's an older person who's investing with something with, you know, a very long time frame. So one thing that we have been seeing over the past little while are some private investments that are being marketed. They're high risk and they're low liquidity, and meaning that if you need that money tomorrow, you can't cash it in like you can cash in a stock that's traded on a public
exchange.
Stock exchange.
Yeah.
And so there have been older people, for example, or people who might need that money in the near term, lured in by promises of, you know, these great high returns, but people aren't understanding that they can't get their money out in an easy way, and they might actually lose all their money. So that's another thing to look out for.
So those are some great pieces of information and advice to everybody out there. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, Allison. We would definitely want to bring you back again on the show to kind of give us an update of some of the new stuff that's happening out there and some more tips on what people can do to help and understand where things are. So, Allison, thank you for joining us today.
You bet. Anytime. Thanks so much.
We've been joined by Allison Trope, Director of Communication and Investor Education at Alberta Securities Commission. I think investor education is important, Andrew. I think educating the individual understanding of what the risks are out there and how to mitigate those risks, especially when you transition to or live in retirement. is one key thing. We call that the five-pillar investment strategy approach. We're going to talk about that, how to profit and protect in these markets, how to minimize volatility yet provide income for the rest of your life on Tuesday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Course. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. Now, join us after the break. We're going to find out what Canadians are saying about where they want their financial advice and the products that they get. It's going to be surprising you. It's going to be a big surprise, I think. Stay tuned after the break. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.